The highest court in the United States may overturn the right to an abortion in that country, but according to experts, it won't have any bearing on the South African law anytime. Telling us more, we have on the line reporter and researcher at the Pekisa Center for Health Journalism, Joan van Dijk. Joan, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what's the background? What's happening in the U.S.?
So, yes, what happened is there was a leaked opinion from inside the highest court in America, which shows that a ruling that was supposed to come out in June that was going to say that a legal precedent that was set that made it possible for people in the U.S. to get an abortion or for any law in that country that prevents an abortion to be struck down. But the justices of their highest court had voted to overturn that. So this leaked out. It was going to come out in June, but it leaked a month early. So yes, that is happening. It's caused quite a lot of drama in the U.S. Today, the parliament is voting to see whether they can pass a national law that will keep the right to abortion in place, because that country they only had this legal precedent. They never wrote any of this right to an abortion into an official law. So it's kind of just a precedent that was set by the court. There's nothing in writing, really.
So which way is it likely to go then?
It's unlikely to work when they vote in the Senate today, because they need something called a supermajority, which means that more than half of the people in their parliament have to vote for this, and it's just very unlikely to happen. The Democratic Party doesn't have that kind of majority at the moment.
To push it through or to stop it?
Well, to push through a law that will make the fact that this legal precedent is being overturned less of a final kind of final straw for abortion rights there.
Is this something unique and specific to the U.S., or is this something that can kind of catch on elsewhere?
The way that the U.S. laws are set up is very unique to them. It's not something that we have to be worried about legally in South Africa. We both have an official national law that is called the Choice and Termination of Pregnancy Act. Our constitution also literally includes an abortion in Section 27, where it says you have the right to reproductive choice. And to change our constitution really is quite a tall order. It'll be very difficult for that to happen. So it's not something that we need to be worried about in legal sense in South Africa.
All right, Joan. Is there anything else that catches your eye in terms of what's happening or likely to happen in the U.S. around this issue?
Well, I think the one thing people might be wondering about is whether any U.S. government support of South Africa will change, because a lot of funding from the U.S. supports reproductive health services in South Africa, but that is unlikely to happen. The international aid won't necessarily change if the right to an abortion is reversed in America. Something we could be on the lookout for is an increase in financial support from lobbyists. The right wing in the U.S. already funds a lot of anti-sex ed programs in South Africa. So that's something that's more likely to happen, that funding flows to our civil society might be disrupted, and that conservative political groups might think that they can organize around this anti-abortion topic to gain power.
All right, Joan, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.